Oh, Tashi Delay. So we are right down time. It's going to have a continue our class. We're going to let's see. First, inwardly aware about our own motivation, generally from morning to the next morning, 24 hours. 7 weeks a day. Always we should examine our motivation all the time. Then we can have a right navigation to our right path. Let's see. May all sentient beings all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. In this exhortations, mind training, the 72 exhortation. The first part is about the renunciation. Main topic is renunciation. Renunciation mainly is about to detach, or we can say, aware of our desire, power of desire. Because of we like something, worldly things too much, then we have an attachment, grasping in our mind, lead to other emotions like anger, frustration, not very peaceful life or mind. Due to desire, many people gone to not law obeyed kind of actions, and also due to not controlling desire, then some separations from the fightings, chaotic situations in the business world or in family situation, it often happens. So we should, this, of course, it's not for just keep orders in the worldly life, but also help to reach beyond offshore. That means closer to, through the practice of renunciation, we are closer to liberation. Some unaltered or not being controlled, aware of one's own mind, totally dip into desire is dangerous always. So sometimes it's a short fulfill of desire, have a long consequences. These are many happens. Some stealing things, some are doing many things like because driven by desire. So after that, there is a different consequences you have to deal. So let's again to quickly read from the beginning. I prostrate to the Gurus, the precious jewel and spiritual friend, Yidam deities and the three jewels. I supplicate to you, be my crown jewel. While being my crown ornament, please look upon my shameless mind. For phony practitioners who lack Dharma and have a shameless wrong intentions, I'm giving advice as a remedy. This will help you long. So listen. if you do not expose your own, your faults, you will not understand your, let's see, don't, it's kind of, of course you can see the words that it's doubt, right? Yeah, I think it's doubt. If you do not listen to loving advice, you will just get worse and worse. Your present sufferings occur because you have done wrong things, wrongs in your past lives. The fault is yours. Prepare to bear hardship. Do not take the high moral ground. Do not blame to others. All pains and the pleasures of the present depend on karma from the past. So you do not have any choice, but whatever happens, try to make it your friend or transform it your friend. The pleasure of this life are fleeting. If you want lasting happiness, you must willingly accept all the manner of sufferings of this life. Even the tiniest present pain can exhaust sufferings from past deeds and become pleasure in the future. So cultivate joy for suffering. Adversity is a spiritual friend. Obstacles inspire spiritual practice. Suffering is the broom of misdeeds. Don't be upset or view them as a misfortune. Fame is a flattery of the Maras. Respect is lasso of the flatterers. Good fortune is a block to spiritual practice. Do not view poison as medicine. If you do, if you don't cut through the idea you project, whatever you do, you will never be happy. For those who see through their own projections, misfortune appears as a friend. If you aren't embarrassed by your own thought, own mind, others' rebukes are. Rebuke are an illusion. Do not listen to others' words. Instead, you make your own mind the judge. Do not blame yourself up in, do not build yourself up in this life using Dharma to deceiving by acting. Counter Dharma as if that were Dharma. Put the worldly out of your mind. Of the two, fame and bounty in this life and the Dharma that helps in the next. Whatever comes up elsewhere, or else whatever carries you away. Definitely practice the Dharma for the next. Nothing is rarer than the entourage with faith and respect. Nothing is worse than a scoundrel for a leader. Do not act big wig, admired by all. Grasp the humble aspect of lowliness. You are the lowliest in the world, being envious and competitive towards others with merit, while unashamed of your own thoughts with mistake. Without reversing from depth within, with the desire for appearances, sensory objects, do not act to deceive lay people by faking a wish to be venerable. Unless you have a conviction in your mind about the sutra and the tantras of tantras that Buddha taught, don't be so proud and delude yourself by clinging to jargon and words. Ingrained from beginningless time, misconceptions are not discarded at once. So don't expect excellency too soon. Develop your mind gradually. Doing studies with competitively, being a teacher for fame, and speaking with a proud, with the pride of wanting to be erudite. Think these can three can become Dharma? It's a question. There is no benefit to teach others that hasn't risen in your own mind. You should be ashamed of yourself, so do not sell the true Dharma for gain. Not feeling truly weary with the world, you keep the eight concerns in your heart, and feign renunciation to others. Do not grumble so much. Your mouth has a great faith inside you. Have a little. You are while thinking you will do something, you have grown old. You are quick to start, but slow to mature. Meditate on being disgusted with yourself. This is like embarrassing. I think it's more like I don't know, because disgust is a little bit really strong words, but sometimes these peers, it's a kind of bashfulness. It's more embarrassed. I think we are here, no? So it said, if someone say, sometimes it happens, people may felt, renunciation is such a good quality. It's a real freedom. You gain some freedom from the within. So it's a good quality. Most people think, I think, in some degree. Then they may felt I have a renunciation in certain moment emotionally, or thought that is right, and may express these, say that I'm not too attached to material things. I'm not really money kind of a what's it called, machine or power or a money oriented goal of life. Having those lifestyle, so it's a maybe it's a temporary feeling. So and then other chance come if so many people able to buy luxury things, and if you go somewhere or meet someone because you don't have much money, somebody look down you, or your kids or something, say, oh, other family have a good fortune, so they are very admired their parents or something happened, then many people's mind also thinking, if I can make the money or I'm not I also can do same thing, or this mind may appear. If you want to marry or something, then people follow more wealthy people. So some people even have a good relationship, but due to money issue, they separate, they divorce, or they have a different consequence, the life consequences. So from this life experience, may people think more practical is to create more wealth, earn more money, secure your life, and many things. Even we are not talking about the bottom line of the survival, but it's kind of having a good life. So, but for people who dedicated to Dharma and the spiritual path, they don't have a really try to transform their mind and not fall in those trends to kind of driven life, driven by money, that life, that kind of life. So of course, although these for the normal people have, if you don't earn money or the same, may have some issues, you have to have some necessary spending these. So here it said, wishful thinking. Many people may say, oh, these are maybe related to renunciation, what we said. So for Dharma practice, some people may say, I have a great faith, but sometimes people may not really fully accept the causality and the karma, these. So some people may say, oh, other people are doing evil things, but they have a very good life in this. They have a long life and a lot of comfortable life, many friends, and doing all kind of seemingly good, having good life. The other side, one may have a very high moral conduct, but have a sickness with a kind of poor family economic issue. Then they may think, oh, although it should be there is a karma behind everything, causality, but in some sense they don't see it, or they even doubt about any karma really exists. So for this insight, people following one practice or religion, one faith for many years, but having some doubt in their mind. So when this happens, then it's like the Buddha said. Buddha didn't say everything fruition from karma happened in one life. He said it's a very, very long, even arhat not capable to know, because it's too kind of a long, long time ago started this impact until today. It's a lot of accumulations in different lives. So many lives can even Bodhisattvas cannot count details, he said. So if Buddha said one life can show everything, if you're not proved in one life all consequences, then the Dharma is not right. Then we can say blame about this, it's not fair, or there is no karma and the consequences of law of consequences or causality. But actually Buddha said, this one life you cannot see much. In one life, basically said, the trend is important, the main direction of your life, created by body, speech, and mind. So in one lifetime, some, like our illness, we accumulate illness, sometimes it's from longer period of time. But until something happens due to our lifestyle or eating habits or drinking habits or anything like that, environmental intoxication or anything related to air condition, air qualities, and the water or these also too, what the products we use, it's a kind of different sources, or you can say different contact that have a complex consequence, a complex effect to our body. So once some illness appear, we cannot immediately blame that it must be a very recent kind of issue, maybe because it's quite long before. Of course, some is more immediate, like coronavirus. You get it, and then after maybe few weeks, you can immediately feel it. So it's like that. So similarly, karma has so many, like Buddha used different trees, different plants have different cycles, time of the cycle. Also different beings have the lifespan is very different. Similarly, consequences of karma and the law of causality effect, how this really works, it's really complicated. So one of the immeasurable, or we can say, things not easily kind of understood by people, Dhar Buddha said it's a law of causality. It's not easy to understand. The faith is actually very important for anything one encounter or doing anything. Faith or trust is important. If you have friends or business partner, or trust always important. Even economy, it said the trust build up everything. Trust builds the market and the stock market and the other different kind of business. Is without trust, is there's no much, there's a big kind of slide, landslide or problems with the business. So individual relationship also, the trust is important. Similarly, spiritual path, the trust is important. Trust based on like a Buddha Dharma, then he said, oh, you trust the virtuous deeds, it's good, having cause by virtuous deeds, then the result will be associated with the happiness, or once the conviction, you trust in yourself, or transparent, self-confident, these came from the basic goodness. If you think something is basically right, then you have built up your own confidence and stabilities in your mind. If you think in the beginning what you do or these basic things are wrong, then people pretending good or it's there, but it's in subtle level of mind, there's this insecurity and little bit of conflict there. So after that, build a base based on that is always not that comfortable. And then wisdom also too. Wisdom asked for Dharma. Even scientific research also in certain level you can say they are looking for reality or some purpose, usefulness. So similarly, Dharma also same. They want to try to know the reality. Dharma is about truthfulness. If any community of different faith or worldly kind of a organization, scientific community, find the reality, what is the real things really are, and then is that the truthfulness is Dharma. If scientific community said, there's things have their own nature, let's see, ultimately you can find solidity and permanent material basement, like we can consider, we can say if you have a proof. For example, some people say there is no samsara or life after life. If you can prove, then we should accept. But if you say just claim, then there is a different debate or continuous kind of research. So the truth is important anyway. So here I gone a little bit far, but they said most people have a saying they have a faith, but inside them not much. And so in this, having little faith, people gain old, grown old. We will say, or going to achieve liberation or any other things, worldly kind of a goal. Many people may not achieve everything, but maybe they achieve something. Then continuously growing old, it's natural. So he said, we are quick to start, you are quick to start, but slow to mature. That also depends on, if your faith is strong, then we believe mature is more fast, quicker, because the quality is different. Practice, when you do meditation with a doubt and lack of faith and effort, then the achievement will be, quality will be low. Anything, if you make your product also too, if you really could do good work, you use your time and energy and mind tension to do good thing, then the quality will be different. Similarly, with the confident, with the faith, everything will be better. Quality will be better. So it said, encouraging us to have a faith and a diligent in this stanza. Meditating on the discourse or embrace, we are not that having very strong faith inside of us, or because of not very strong faith, so we didn't practice much or study much. This happens. So this is one thing. And next, just as the nature of fire is hot, the nature of beings is having nature of beings is to have a fault. Instead of thinking of others' flaws, consider your own and give them up. So if we are always searching or looking for others' faults, easily find it. only for anybody, because it said there is no already perfect effect of the people in samsara, because of due to some lacking of something, total kind of liberation qualities. So we are still wandering in samsara. So it said the fire, nature of fire is hot. Hot. So nature of beings, like deluded beings in samsara, is having thoughts. So, but our responsibility is not to really investigate others' faults, but to perfect yourself and then help others. if you find fault with the compassion, with the motivate of to kind of solve the problem, help to you, what is it, giving a hand or something to solve the problem, that aim is, that purpose, motivation is important. Otherwise we are just finding faults and no compassion, even having kind of a let them be like that, or they deserve like that, or something. These mind is not good. So if you see something, obviously we have a very different aspect of thinking. So once you may think there is a fault, that is fault. So don't see them as a very surprised kind of way. And some people even see tiny kind of faults of others. They say, oh, this is disgusting. That is something that when you say this, then pretending you are perfect. It's, everyone has a different shortcomings or faults, flaws. So it said, if you cannot help others, but you can first help yourself to kind of be better, be good, do good, then eventually you're able to help others. And then the behavior of Mahayana guru may not look good on the outside, but you don't know their innermost thoughts. So do not ponder the guru's thoughts. So these are, because we taught a lot of these criticizing oneself, or we can say having critical thoughts about on one's own action or mental events, critical thinking, or we say aware, how do you help yourself free from danger? You aware of the environment, and also you have to aware of your own thoughts. Sometimes we think, oh, danger is came from outside. There is a robbery or car crash, or the food intoxication or something. We should aware how we contact them. But more important is same important is you have to aware our own selfish mind. And also the judgmental mind, these also too. So keep aware of our own thoughts. These are actually, it's talking about self, about one should like thinking about something. This is not this teacher, Carl Gongchun, kind of accusing people, criticizing people. It's that many mind training teachers said, this is for myself. These teachings are just originally kind of a cultivation, or it's contemplated on these by themselves, for themselves. After that, the student requests to share those texts, these. So these happen. But of course, if this is any verses is useful, you can do analyze more. If some are not very useful for a particular case or person, then you can kind of flip over and so this is the same. Consider your own faults, flaws, and give them up. Then that also too, because sometimes we have a Mahayana teacher. They have a different, let's see, Theravadan tradition. Buddhism has a three different path, mainly vehicles or so-called, bring you to liberation. One is called Theravadan, one is Mahayana, and then Vajrayana. Sometimes Vajrayana call Hinayana, but that is like a small vehicle, may not be really good words to use it for them. And for the Theravadan tradition or Pali tradition, they are more emphasize on teachers or any practitioner. They mainly emphasize, they have various details how to conduct, about how to be, how to do it, how to be life, what the rules or self regulation or vows, precepts to give you a clear guide your life, the rules to guide your life. In Mahayana, there is a rule, basic rule, but more freedom. More freedom, you have to judge your own intention in order to say that is right or wrong. And there's no clear cut on one thing in many cases. So being useful for yourself and others in path of liberation, mainly with this. So in some generally in Buddha Dharma, of course, it's killing or stealing. These are not good. But in some extreme cases, then difficult to tell in Mahayana. It's bad, or killings are always bad, we think, normally. That is more coherent, to closer to our moral kind of principle, normal code. This is also more close to the same as a Theravadan kind of a tradition. You don't commit any crimes of killing and stealing, these things. Mahayana also agrees about that, but said if it's all out of your own selfish motivation, then doing these are totally wrong. But in order to save others' life, sometimes you need to lie. There are many examples. Not say lie to everything, you know. It's lie to kind of particular situation. Like a hunter chasing after deer, sage or practitioners live in solitude, remote area, that he saw where the deer went away. And the hunters are asking him, they said, did you see that deer? And which direction the deer went? And he didn't say the right thing. So these are considered as a lie, what lie, but it's a virtuous lie. Even increase their merit by doing like white lie. Then people may think, oh, this is good, so I can use that so-called skillful means or something to do many things and say I'm not against the Dharma principles, but at the same time you can, say benefit yourself, something like that. These are also wrong. They are also said in order to save many beings' life, if you say, oh, there are particular other cases, he said one, in order to save one person who wanted to save 500 people's life, so one person tried to poison 500 people, then he killed this person. He did say do not do these things, but this person doesn't listen until they have a conflict. And then he think, oh, these 500 people killed by this person, so big karma, karmic kind of problems for him. And so many families and friends would become very sad and suffering, a lot of sufferings, curse in each family of those 500 people. Then said, I will take this responsibility, although I may go to hell or something, but I'm willing to do it, to take this risk. So he did kill this person, but they end up, this create enormous virtuous karma, and he like rebirth in 33, what's the Tashitu, Tushita Ram of the God Ram. So these are just the famous example. Said it's difficult to tell only body speech side of virtue and non-virtue is sometimes the case in different circumstances. It is very difficult to tell. But generally we say anger and strong desire, strong anger and ignorance. These don't say ignorance is the ignorance. We don't say this is white ignorance or something. Maybe you can say in some degree, one angered, one person very angry out of self-motivation or wanted to help others, so frustrated by not being able to help others, then it's different. If parents may shouting to their children, by driven by good motivation. So, these happen similarly. The Mahayana gurus, everything doing, they, we are not saying they are doing everything good in everyone's action, but it's saying you have to be careful being criticized them because of their practice or vowels is more vast, more, they're more freedom to examine their own motivation, do right things. So outwardly may appear not really following the Theravadan, the basic kind of actions, virtuous actions, but due to inner cultivation, they have a great flexibility to do things. But of course, the individual must have the understanding, the consequences of law causality. These, otherwise, it's just the excuse. It's not working for the good karma. So generally saying, do not easily kind of see others, not only teacher, but also others' faults. You don't know their difficulties or their changing, transforming, and then you see them not good enough, but for them, they are already improved a lot for compared to the past. So you have to respect people. It's like that. And any thoughts in your mind is clear and obscure to the Buddha's wisdom. Do not let bad thoughts that would offend the Yidam or enlightened beings by staring in your mind. So this is saying Buddha's wisdom is all-knowing wisdom. There is no, because time and space and this complications, so Buddha don't know, or is not omniscient mind is know everything. So it said across all time and space, in subtle or negro, large, far or near, everything is clear for them in their mind. So this, in this, that's why we say, oh, Buddha is a witness of everything. You forgot, but maybe every individual has also witness of your own actions. You are character of the action taker, but also you are the person who witness yourself. So Buddha is more from full aspect of there is no obscuration or to not knowing anything. So then Buddha know everything. That means then we sometimes think, oh, because is somebody we have to communicate with because we care of them, we may want making them clear, understand about our mind, or even we pretending to nice to make them feel good or perceive good image of us or anything like that. We can kind of because people watching, so I will behave better, a better way to behave, doing good like that. But here it's saying, oh, anything doesn't matter anywhere or anytime. Your mind is observed by Buddha and enlightened beings. So if your mind crosses the very negative idea or emotions, that is the disturbance. That's like these enlightened beings also feel a little bit kind of, how to say, embarrassed by your action. So yidam is actually what we call enlightened being, enlightened deity, or yidam deity. It's about your mind itself. Your mind is yidam deity because you are capable to think, know, and project or perceive. Your mind eventually become Buddha. You are the enlightened being itself. So, disturb or steering your mind, making you create a lot of negative thoughts or we should say emotions. Actually, it's disturbing or making the pure side of yourself uncomfortable and uneasiness. This is just an example. Although they're really yidam or Buddha, there is no real emotion, real like difficulties about things, or Buddha won't delude by our emotions and thoughts. But because all Buddhas have the pure compassion aspect of nature, so they want us to do good and liberate ourselves. So always think Buddha over sky or inside of your mind. The nature of your mind is Buddha. So they are kind of witnessing yourself, your own, your mental events. Don't let bad thoughts that would offend, or that don't create bad thoughts, negative thoughts too much. Reduce that as much as possible. Otherwise, it's a kind of a many people surrounding you, watching you, keep eyes on you, but you sometimes care, sometimes don't care about them. Then it's a kind of if you there. With their help, with their attention and the compassionate eyes looking, watching over us, and we can do better like that. Like sighted people among the blind, the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas always see with the obscured vision, do not behave badly in private. So it said, how is like enlightened beings know obscure, only obscurely obscured eyes or wisdom eyes always watching us? How is like? Is like, he said, like sighted people among the blind. We normal, we not enlightened beings are like blind people. We company with sighted people. Sighted people see everything, but blind people don't see the sighted people beside them. Similarly, Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas always see it with unobstructed, unobscured vision. So although you are in private complex or room, compound, let's say private place, or self alone, or in a forest, or dark night, or any time, there are enlightened beings, always. So because they care, because their compassion, they always, like a mother looking their child in the sight, when their child is very little, they always put the child within the realms of their can see them. Similarly, all the 10 directions is under enlightened beings can kind of directly or vividly can see, can understand them, can, we can say, their compassion reach everybody, everyone. Wisdom and the power is there. No, I think ordinary beings are hard to please. From familiarity, instead of your qualities, they see your faults and criticize you. Practice solitude. So these are also advice for people who in who want to be in a remote place or a retreat place. Company with a lot of people. Sometimes you know, there's a benefit to people or help people. You need to go to crowd, associate with many friends or strangers. These also too. But for self practice, or if you want to deeply practice samadhi, these, if you're writing or anything, you have to have your own more time to retreat and do practice, solitude practice. So it's said, associate with people who don't really practice or poorly practice the people, then easily, did not say everyone, but easily, like, dissatisfy them. They see, because from familiar you, then they don't see your good quality. They're more hanging on something that you didn't do good, or a mistake you created, or some qualities not imperfect. So they kind of sticking or persisting on those. This is like some family issue or friend or issue also too. If with two people too familiar, then sometimes the relationship goes good past good, gone good, then it's good. If something wrong, then they remember some, you harmed me, or you said this to me, or that you created that time you didn't do well, or something. You know, then he said, ordinary beings are hard to please. So from familiarity instead of your quality, they will see your faults and criticize you. So practice solitude. For some people may not have a choice as to do any solitude too much, but others, they already have choices. So human relationship, life is very short. So human relationship is, how to say, if you can help others, then don't worry too much about their criticizing or not. But sometimes you cannot help, then they also create negative karma because of you are there. So then it's better to kind of off-site. So like these. All parents and children, niece and nephews, cousins, and the relatives in this life are like travelers arriving and living in an inn. In your own mind, do not feel related. These also practice of renunciation. For worldly kind of a moral conduct or morality, the closeness of blood relationship, family relationship, friendship, these are very important as a social being, supporting each other and rely on each other, and also make meaningful, create something good from helping each other. These happens like rock for each other. For these happen. But if one really wanted to practice in solitude more alone, then from the beginning, especially monks, the author himself is a monk. Karo Gongchun is a monk. So monkhood life is a different practice. And although you have a family, these, but if too much attachment may not the best thing. If you don't have the emotion or any, not emotion, maybe feeling of importance of each other, then it's also feel you have to live together, but not, there's a lacking of love, then it's not good. You have to have a love, but also know how to kind of from given individuals have their own time and space and certain distance sometimes make life better, easier. So sometimes they need support, you can support them. But after that, you can let them go in their own way. but from the renunciation point of view, then it said, we have had previous life, afterlife, so many, we created many, many, maybe the count, you cannot even count clearly. We associate with so many people. That's why I said every sentient beings are our mother. Every sentient beings are actually our close relation, family members in the, sometimes in the past, always there. So we must create a lot of, so even though we've seen outside birds or in river fish, these are in certain period of time in the past, had once a time you become your best friend or father, mother, or son, or this daughter, or this relationship. So this is from the vast and from timeless, beginless time, we kind of formed many lives. Then it said, these are because samsaric experiences. So even our best friend in this life, in next life, who knows, we are part from very far away from time and space. One can have a different life in different realms, different world, May if you they came back same place, maybe not same form of kind of a being, and some are flying, some are maybe it's a god realm, demigod realm, human realm. Although within same human realm, we don't really know each other. Maybe sometimes because of past karma, we have a natural kind of a closeness to see someone, possibly. Otherwise, but it said, if you mind too close to relatives, the friends, too much worry about their life, these can create, one continue situation of in samsara, the cause of too much kind of, how to say, it's like a, this is mine, you know, mine, my family member, this is my friend, so this is a very strong I forms, mine, these forms, it's coming due to these reasons. And if somebody we dislike, then we cannot stay neutral or equanimity, like equanimity or these balanced like mental. We can say somebody harm my close friends or family members, then I anger rises. So these are the also source of before we attain omniscient, and then these are still the, let's say, backlash or the problem still blocking our practice. So for people who have a purely dedicated to the Dharma and especially renunciation, intemporally, you kind of always there is a love behind. You wanted to also liberate them too. And with also all sentient beings. But if you only put in yourself life and all energy in very circle of this life and the relatives circle, then we don't have a vast compassion towards all sentient beings. We may say, starting from your life circle of life, the your friends, they were not saying you shouldn't have a love and care for your closed one. He said, your love and care for close ones should reach everyone. Then there's no particular close people related to your very dearly. Rest is don't much, not much. And even some are disturbing and they feel them very negatively. These are not the also so-called bodhicitta mind. So, that's the renunciation, one is important, say, especially in beginner's training, you should leave solitude for a while to see the reality of the mind. And if you die or something, you have to go alone. Everyone is same. Even you care your son or child so much, but they create their own karma and their consequences. So sometimes each other help a little bit in positive way. Sometimes even negative, kind of dragging each other in negative way. So you have to be careful of those things. Okay, now we are now end today's class. May the lives of the glorious masters be secure. And may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much. So see you next week. Thank you very much. We may add more class on this topic next week. Not only two classes, but if you have a time, we can add three times a week. Thank you.